A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 4. For although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. As Christians, we are engaged in intense spiritual warfare. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is a shrewd enemy who has been tempting God's people for centuries, placing snares and traps on our path to distract us, deviate us, discourage us, and defeat us. The devil knows our weaknesses, whether it be pride, greed or lust, dishonesty, immorality or bitterness. If we do not deal with sin and fortify our areas of weakness, we will continue to experience spiritual defeat. If we harbor and nurture our sin, we give the devil a foothold in our lives. Once we have surrendered ground to Satan, it is vitally important that we learn how to reclaim it, how to put on the whole spiritual armor of God and successfully resist the tempter. The weapons that God gives us enable us to tear down Satan's strongholds and replace them with fortresses of faith. Do not sin in your anger. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Do not give place to the devil, we read in Ephesians 4, verse 26. If we cultivate any known sin, we are actually giving Satan an opportunity to gain a foothold or a beachhead in our lives. Satan will then use this opportunity to invade and take over other areas. It is crucial that we, in the power of God's Holy Spirit, retake the ground that we have yielded to the enemy. The Apostle Paul said that he did not want us to be ignorant of Satan's devices, but most Christians today are willfully ignorant of the tactics and strategies of the enemy. As John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress so eloquently portrays, Christians are involved in a daily battle against all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Satan's plan is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Not only has the enemy enslaved many to false religions, sinful habits, and addictions, but he's also waging an all-out war against the forces of Jesus Christ. Satan is aiming to undermine the church and frustrate the divinely appointed rescue mission entrusted to us. But just as the Lord Jesus Christ is dedicated to the saving of lost men and women, so too Satan is dedicated to damning and destroying everyone in the strife-torn world. Just as it is God's plan for the church to take the precious, life-giving Bible, the Word of God, to all peoples everywhere, so too Satan seeks to prevent this. We need to be aware of this. We need to reclaim surrendered ground. We need to establish our freedom in Christ, taking up the spiritual weapons of our warfare that God has entrusted to us.